Any question? What's your question? Ask me there, I'm hearing.
Sir, sorry to take you back to where you started. You said, quoting you, you said, we are like actors, acting out script written by God, as you said. So, referring to back to Cain, I accepted that of Judas, but that of Cain, if Cain would, and God was watching the action or what Cain was doing, and God has written that life of Cain and know that he will kill his brother Abel. So why would God condemn him too?
Condemn him?
Yes.
Condemn
Cain.
He didn't condemn Cain. He gave him opportunity to repent. He refused. But the seed of God, when he's given opportunity, he will repent. That's the difference between the two seeds.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
God bless.
Thank you, sir.
The reason why the world will be condemned is that life was offered to the world, they rejected it. But you, the same way they hear, the same way you are hearing, you accepted it. Yes?
Pastor,
go on, please.
I want to ask. You said that Judas did not commit any offense. I understand you and I got it very well. But there is one place is mistaking me. In Matthew 26, the place that Jesus says, after he finished asking the disciples that one of you will betray me, and he says that, woe unto him by which the Son of Man will be betrayed, that it will be better that that man is not born. I want to understand that statement more.
Of course. Do you know what the Jews went through because of what they did to Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary? In 1870, go and read the story. Till today, the Jews have not gone through that period in their life like that period. Have not gone through any period like that. Where in 1870, General Titus came with his armies, surrounded the city, which is what Jesus Christ was warning his disciples. When you see the abomination of the desolation written up by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, say, he who reads, let him understand. If you are on the rooftop, don't come down. If you are in the field, don't come back. Pray that it is not the winter, and all that he gave. What they went through that period, go and read the history. Then you will know that it is better that you commit suicide and die than to go through that period. They paid for what they did. It was fulfilled.
Thank you, sir.
Hello? Thomas from Bayelsa, we're hearing you.
Okay, sir. I want to ask, because the Bible says in the vision, you should be the one apostle to it. But you are trying to break it down right now that Apostle Paul is not among the 12 disciples. Sir, I want to understand. Apostle Paul is only the informant of the seven star and the messenger. Because we all know, all we learned from you before is that Apostle Paul is the among the disciples. So, according to the Bible, rumor will learn many things that is built upon the apostles. So now, I want to know whether Apostle Paul is only the star messenger of that day. Because what is confusing me here now is he wrote some pages of the Bible as Peter done. has gone down. So I want to look more clearly.
Apostle Paul, look at his ministry very well. There is a fivefold ministry that Christ released after his resurrection. We have the apostolic ministry. We have the apostolic ministry, the fivefold ministry. And Apostle Paul was an apostle. Barnabas was also an apostle, but he was not part of the initial 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. So Apostle Paul, he was an apostle in the order of the fivefold ministry. At the same time, a star messenger, being one of the chamberlains to prepare the bride, the Gentile bride, for Christ. Among the seven stars, the seven chamberlains, that is the ministry of Apostle Paul. But the initial 12 disciples that God gave Jesus, Judas, remains among the 12. God bless you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. You said eternal life is free, that we have to work out our position. What kind of work are we supposed to do?
I said the life that you live. Remember that, I think it's verse 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, for the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every one of us to profit with us. Remember also, in Luke chapter 19, he gave them talents and told them, occupy till I come. The works that I do, ye shall do also. You do that, it is your ministry. It determines your ministry. And what you do, the life you live, will show, will determine the crown you will have. God bless you. Yes.
Shalom, church.
God bless you.
So, according to the teaching we had this morning, I learned something, and at the same time, I'm confused. I want to know, like you said about Judas, like that Judas, the spirit of God, evil spirit from God, came out from Judas, from God himself, went to Judas, made him to betray Jesus Christ. And I want to know, because since Jesus, God himself does not change, it's still the same thing, the same yesterday and today and forever. I want to find out now. I believe within me that God himself will still be in the business of doing that same thing. Is it that? Because personally, I'm asking this question concerning myself. I want to put myself in shoe of that same Judas. I want to now know whether God really, I'm really a child of God. Because I don't know. I might be serving God, rejoicing, thinking I'm serving him. At last, I only see that God himself will do the same thing he did to Judas to me. So I want to find out, how can I know?
He cannot do it because he has nobody to betray again now. It was that action only. It has served his purpose. He cannot come again. There is no more crucifixion to be done. And he said Christ cannot be crucified a second time. So he cannot send a demon to you again to betray any of his children. It's not possible.
All right, thank you, sir. My second question is this. Judas, now where is Judas? Did Judas make heaven at last or hell?
You answer, where is he?
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. What of you?
Shalom, sir. Please, according to Judas, he repented, but at the end, he hanged himself. But the Bible said we should not kill. He killed himself.
Bible say what?
That shall not kill.
Who did he kill?
He hanged himself by killing himself.
Praise the Lord. The Bible said thou shall not kill. But what is it that was ordered against Achan? How did Achan end his life? After he brought the Babylonian garment to the camp of Israel, he was stoned to death. Dathan, Korah, and Abiram, what was their punishment? Kill them. So you have to interpret it well. Death in the Old Testament was punishment. And we are not supporting the fact that he killed himself. But it was an extreme display of guilt that he could not see himself killing an innocent person. So we leave him and God to judge that. God bless you. Murder is not an unpardonable sin before God.
Yes.
Yes. Somebody's on air.
Sister Joy. My name is Joy from Makurdi.
We're hearing you.
You said that Judas is still part of the apostles. There is this reason that let another take his place, and he was replaced. So I don't understand.
Take his place to complete 12 of them here under the heaven. His name was removed from under heaven. But in heaven, it was written according to the foreknowledge of God. He didn't write it, and then later on, he was disappointed. Then he went there and then removed it. Then foreknowledge of what brought his name there. God bless you. Thank you for bearing with me.